This week marks 4 years since a pipeline operated by Enbridge Energy burst in Michigan. It was a segment of Line 6B, located just downstream from the pump station in Marshall. The result? Well, the company says more than 800,000 gallons of oil poured into the Kalamazoo River. Michigan Radio's West Michigan reporter Lindsay Smith is here. Hello, Lindsay.
Hey, Cindy.
Good to have you with us. And from the Environment Report, always happy to see Rebecca Williams. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Cindy.
4 years after this Enbridge spill, Lindsay, tell us where things stand along the Kalamazoo River and also the affected lakes.
The oil spill affected about 40-mile stretch of the Kalamazoo River from near Marshall to almost Kalamazoo, if you're going to ballpark it. And for the most part, I would say the bulk of the oil has been cleaned up. The bulk of the cleanup work is done. Where things stand, you know, you can fish, you can swim, you can do all the things that you used to do in the river before the spill.
Rebecca, how effective was Enbridge in responding to the accident and then taking ownership and cleaning things up?
Well, the National Transportation Safety Board investigated that very thing, and they compared the company to the Keystone Cops for how they handled the spill. So not very flattering, and a highly critical report. And what happened in their investigation, they found what happened was that three shifts of Enbridge employees in Canada ignored alarms that there was a rupture because they thought it was a loss of pressure. And so twice they turned up the pressure in the line and spilled much more oil than they would have otherwise. So 17 hours went by before the company addressed the pipeline break, and oil was spilling out that entire time. The cleanup is still going on, as we've heard, and people in charge of the Environmental Protection Agency's work on the ground said a couple of years ago that they were writing the book on how to clean up this kind of oil from a freshwater system.
Wow. And in fact, I looked on the EPA's website and I see that they're dredging Morrow Lake this summer and they're still having to close areas of the river. And you wonder, Rebecca, will this thing ever truly be cleaned up?
Well, there will probably always be some oil in the system. And the reason for that is that you can't get every last drop of oil out anytime. But what agencies here in Michigan have said, you often don't want to take all the oil out of sensitive habitats because you could end up doing more damage if you were to do that. I spoke with Steve Hamilton. He's a professor at the Kellogg Biological Station at Michigan State University. And here's what he said about the effects of the spill.
That's the big question for this system. I can't say. If you look at the scientific literature, you can find plenty of evidence for long-lasting effects. And one that's been studied a lot is the Exxon Valdez spill up in the Alaska marine area. And in that case, the oil has persisted in beaches and in sediments for a very long time, and toxic effects have been detected. Now, that's it's a different kind of oil, and it's a colder environment and also marine, so you can't say for sure, but it's possible.
One of the things about this dredging work, it's a pretty invasive process. I mean, that's ultimately, like, it can really just scraping up the bottom of the river. The work that they're doing right now, which is this dredging work, if you're in Morrow Lake, it's pretty intense in that area, and that's why parts of it are closed for safety reasons. But yeah, I mean, ultimately, the reason that the EPA required this type of dredging work is because the Clean Water Act requires that if you stir up the river bottom and an oil sheen comes to the surface, like if you spilled some oil onto a water surface, that's not allowed under the Clean Water Act. So that's why the EPA has required this work to be done, because there's still sections of the river where you would kind of stir things up and get this sheen that floated to the surface. So the goal of the dredging work that's underway now is to get rid of that.
Lindsay, I have to wonder, what is the effect, in the life, the water life and the ecology of the river and the lakes of all this dredging?
It can really be invasive and hurt a lot of habitat. So that's why the EPA was strategic about where they wanted this work done. You know, ultimately, a lot of the rest of the long-term cleanup efforts, once we get past what the EPA has ordered with this dredge work, a lot of it is going to be passive collection, what they call passive collection, because it'll be, you know, some of the stuff will get stirred up, and then there's these little, like, traps that will collect the oil in a way that is not as harsh on the environment and as harsh on the wildlife habitat, because it's not something that you really want to be doing a ton of if you don't have to.
Lindsay, there seems to be somewhat of a disconnect about the amount of oil the company said, Enbridge said, was spilled and actually how much has been recovered. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, it's actually pretty easy. The company says that roughly more than 800,000 gallons of crude oil leaked from their pipeline. So that's about how much they're missing from their pipeline, right? But the amount that's been recovered, the EPA says that they have taken out of the river more than 1 million gallons of oil. And it also includes stuff that's like, you know, it's not 4 years later, this is not the same oil that spilled, right? It's diluted. It's watery. It's mixed up with plant vegetation. If you're pulling, you know, cattails and swamp matter, you know, you think of your average Michigan swamp, you're pulling that out. That is also included in this total amount. So it's a rough estimate, and that's why the two numbers really don't match up.
I'm curious how the spill really impacted the lives of the people who live nearby.
The people who live nearby definitely were impacted the most. A lot of the people who lived really close to the spill moved. The Enbridge bought a number of houses in the area. The village of Ceresco is immediately downstream from Marshall, where the spill happened. That's not even remotely the same village that it once was, because you've had so many people move out, and it's a really small town, so the businesses that were there have been impacted, obviously negatively. There's a historic dam that was there since like the 1800s, or mid-1800s, that has been removed as part of this process, and there was a lake upstream from that dam. Now that dam's been taken out, that lake really is no longer. So that is certainly sort of changed what people know and remember the area as being. So it's definitely impacted people more closer to the spill directly than those who are further downstream.
Let's talk about long-range effects of this spill. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on the ultimate toll, first on the people and the environment. Rebecca?
So that's there was a lot of study that, you know, was going on at the time, but people like Steve Hamilton at the Kellogg Biological Station, he told me that, you know, there are many things to still keep an eye on and to study longer term. He points out that there could be things going on that we can't easily detect.
You know, counts of abundance of different fish species and different invertebrate species that would require pretty careful and expensive study to reveal.
And money.
And
expensive,
money.
He said. Expensive.
He mentioned funding.
and your take on this, Lindsay?
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about lasting impacts, I mean, I feel like there's a couple of takeaways. One is, I think everybody in the state of Michigan, hands down, has way more knowledge of pipelines that go through their backyard, or that these pipelines even exist. I think before this, a lot of people maybe just didn't even know about them. There's been a lot of talk about Enbridge's pipeline up through the Straits of Mackinac, which is a similar pipeline to the one that ruptured here. So, you know, there's a lot more awareness, I think, of pipeline safety and those kinds of issues. The state attorney general's office, I mean, and that the environmental quality department is also, you know, getting more maybe preemptively involved or trying to prevent these kinds of things from happening again. Politicians certainly are becoming more involved in scolding Enbridge and companies like them to be more upfront about, you know, preventing this type of thing from happening. And then I think the other thing is, you know, the amount of money is really staggering. You know, we didn't talk about this yet, but Enbridge has spent over $1 billion cleaning up this spill. I imagine they will spend much more than that ultimately, because once the EPA is done with their requirements, the federal regulators for the dredging, the state will ultimately take on the rest of the cleanup efforts, the sort of long-term passive stuff. So that's a cost to the state of Michigan, and the taxpayers obviously support that.
And what has this done, do you think, Rebecca, in the way that we regard these big energy companies? We've got Enbridge there. We hear talk that the Rover natural gas pipeline might come in and track right along by 6B. What has this done to how we regard those companies?
Well, one of the things that I've heard quite a bit, especially from people who have rights of way in their backyard that they didn't really think about, which Lindsay mentioned, people have a lot more awareness of what's running through their backyard. And the people who live near the pipeline route have, by and large, expressed a lot of frustration and anger at Enbridge with how they've dealt with the replacement of Line 6B, this new bigger pipeline that's come in. And I think that there is a lot more skepticism than there was before this bill.
Yeah, big time. I would say it's fair to say, especially in those communities where that pipeline has been replaced, that, you know, trust or favorability of Enbridge is probably at an all-time low.
Marking the four-year anniversary of the Enbridge spill, Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith, our West Michigan reporter, and Rebecca Williams with the Environment Report. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.